Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Brad, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have a choice of one of three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Do License to Spill.
The driver of a tractor trailer that overturned on northbound I-95 in Johnson City, he's been charged with driving while impaired. The trailer was hauling tons of cargo when it overturned after hitting a guardrail. So Summit Singh of New York, he was the only person in the truck. He was taken to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. But in addition to a DWI, Singh is charged with reckless driving and failure to maintain lane control. The road was closed for about 8 hours while crews cleaned up the mess. And basically, that's the story. But it does lead to today's question, which is, what did the crews have to clean up for 8 hours before they could get I-95 back open? Was it tons of peanuts? Was it tons of blackberries? Was it tons of frozen french fries or tons of frozen chicken? So peanuts, blackberries, french fries, or chicken, what spilled out of this truck and caused an 8-hour backup?
In Tennessee?
It's not like Johnson City?
95, so not
Tennessee. It's got to be Virginia, maybe, is my guess. The 95 wouldn't go through Tennessee.
No, you're right. I was thinking about the song Wagon Wheel.
I think I'm going to go...
says Johnson City, Tennessee.
I'm going to go blackberries, just based on how long it took to clean up the mess.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to go blackberries, too.
So you're going to go blackberries, Brad?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ted.
I like them. I'm going to say peanuts.
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 What spilled all over the road? Peanuts, blackberries, frozen french fries, or chicken? We'll find out next.
That was a
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is a license to spill on profile. Let's get a tractor trailer driver who was charged with DUI after spilling his load. And the road closed for 8 hours.
8 hours.
Question is, did he spill peanuts, blackberries, frozen french fries, or chicken?
And Brad, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith. You picture Charlie peanuts. Brown, Lucy, and Snoopy falling out of the back of the truck. No, it was not peanuts. And Brad, you agreed with Miles. You guys both went blackberries. And Miles, you picked blackberries because you said 8 hours to clean up if you've dealt with blackberries.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are correct.
All right.
With a big brain
on Brad.
At least
it wasn't peanuts, french fries, or chicken.
Yeah.
Me out of the four, those are better.
Yeah. Sounds like, Sorry, I was trying to make a cobbler joke.
We'll give you time. Give us your best cobbler joke. Shoes and pies. I mean, that's...
You think somebody could, I don't know, could have walked over all that cobbler ingredients?
Yeah, it's not...
I don't know, man. It's right there.
You got no cobbler joke.
I'm out of cobbler jokes.
Isn't that peachy? Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV time with Ted.
Hang on.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Trace Party spilled all those blackberries last Thursday. All right, the choices, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the tunnel. These guys have talented teams of writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In sports news, Oklahoma City won their first NBA championship on Sunday afternoon. So remember that in 20 years when it's an answer to a trivia question.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really know else,
trying to find some way to insult them.
Yeah, and I just, honestly, the way the NBA is, right? What is this, the eighth year in a row with a different champion?
Yeah.
I don't see that becoming a dynasty. It's just I'd be like, Oklahoma City had one big four title. Temperatures across the East Coast are nearing 100 degrees. It's brutal out there. You know it's bad when the heat map looks like Elmo's colonoscopy. Colonoscopy.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Temperatures across the East Coast nearing 100 degrees here. Ooh. Seriously, it is brutal out there. You know it's bad when the heat map looks like Elmo's colonoscopy, you know?
I almost got a poop. More than 16 billion passwords for Google, Apple, Facebook, and other platforms have been leaked in one of the largest hacks of all time. It's pretty scary. Now everyone knows your Facebook password except you.
Fallon.
That's Fallon.
More than 16 billion passwords for Google, Apple, Facebook, and other platforms have been leaked in one of the largest hacks of all time. Ooh. It's pretty scary. Now everyone knows your Facebook password, but you.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez has kicked off their three-day wedding celebration in Venice. You know you're powerful when you can have a destination wedding on a weekday and people still show up.
Is that Colbert?
Seth Meyers.
That's Fallon.
People are talking about this. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez kick off their three-day wedding celebration in Venice. You know you're powerful when you have your destination wedding on a Tuesday and people still show up.
That is wild.
Yeah, when you got that kind of money, man.
Well, also, I think he wants to have like stuff in the middle of Venice and everything, and I'm sure they're like, you got to do this during the week.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? I mean,
they are not happy. Venice, not the couple.
Right.
Well, the city of Venice is not happy.
There's a lot of people that are unhappy about it. I think some of the businesses are kind of happy. I was reading today is there's an influx of obviously the cops there and stuff between between protest and threats because, you know, he is Jeff Bezos.
Right. Like, everything yeah, of course.
It's a lot of extra money. I would think they probably charged it to him. He could afford it.
Where was his first wedding, do you think? Like Saldi's on Alki? Where did he go?
Man, that's
what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Like, where the first one compared to the second one.
Right.
The second one, you basically rented Venice. The first one, where were you at? Daniel's Broiler?
Red Lobster.
Where was the reception at?
I don't know. There's a lot of people going over there. A lot of, people following it online and everything. At first, I was like, why do we care about this? Then I remember how excited I was about a royal wedding. So I was like, I guess I can't make fun of people that want to see that. And it is like, I mean, that's a massive event, right? You talk about actors. I mean, remember Lauren Sanchez, her ex is Tony Gonzalez. They have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I like people were like shocked too. Like her ex, Tony Gonzalez, is there. It's like, well, they have a kid.
Yeah.
And like,
I think they're over it at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I have exes I'm not like friends or talk to, but if she was like, I'm getting married to Jeff Bezos, do you want to go? I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Could you give me a
little... If my wife tells me that tonight, I'd be like, I can go to the wedding though, right?
Hook me up with one of your friends. Yeah. I know them all.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get in there. Let's see. So
that would be a tough shoe to step into. You're a Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
This guy played tight end in the NFL for as long as the history of long playing tight ends.
Like sure.
At last. 6 foot what? 4'5"? 6 foot six?
Gotta be, right?
Good looking dude.
He was a baller. He was a basketball player, a cow.
I mean, I would feel like sexually inferior having to step into that situation.
He has billions of dollars.
Right, I know.
I mean, we know why she's marrying him. So it's, I guess, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I also think, too, you know, Tony Gonzalez is another one of those people that, you know, you could argue is the greatest tight end of all time. You know, I feel like nowadays we've gotten so caught up in these championship arguments where it's like, well, it doesn't take... Baseball still does a good job about it. It's about more of a stats mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes, like, you know, in team sports, it's very hard, right?
It's amazing to me how long some of those guys, Antonio Gates, even Jimmy Graham, how long those guys played. Because that position is hard.
It is. It is. All right. So this is not going to be uplifting, but I found it very interesting. It's one of those things I would say, again, kind of a tough watch, but it's good to watch. You want to know what's going on. So it's a documentary. It's about an hour, almost 2 hours. Came out on HBO. I watched it last night called Surviving Ohio State. And I'll be dead honest, I had kind of forgotten about this scandal a little bit myself, which I feel bad about now.
They would like you to.
They would like, yeah, exactly. But there was a doctor at Ohio State who basically, these wrestlers from the wrestling team came out and said, hey, like this guy was molesting us. But nobody... I mean, to this day, even when these guys finally came out, people are like, there's no way, right?
Right.
You're the definition of like, right, like alpha males, right? Like you're tough wrestlers. One of the wrestlers is Mark Coleman. If you know anything about the UFC, Mark Coleman is one of the original champions, is arguably one of the toughest, like baddest dudes.
Right.
And his whole thing was he would just ground and pound dudes, right? He'd spear them, get them on the ground and just smother them. So, I mean, like, it's not like these are not tough dudes. But this doctor, he's messing with the wrestlers. There's a hockey player that had to quit.
Jesus.
Right? And then another thing that happened is this doctor, at one point, they promote him instead of firing him. He ends up going to another college. He's still welcome at Ohio State. Then he passes away. So when all this stuff comes out with, like, the doctor up at Michigan State, right? Mm-hmm. And you remember him because you had all the gymnasts come out and make these statements, right? Then, of course, you know, you had the dude at Penn State.
Sandusky.
Sandusky, right, who they covered that up. And look, I'm not, those universities are both at fault as well. But at least those universities came out and said, we fully admit, like.
We admit it.
Right.
Yes.
Ohio State just hasn't done that. And Ohio State is like, sure. I mean, they read a report, I want to say 177 different instances where somebody filed a complaint or whatever. And their whole thing is like, well, it never made it to the top brass.
Come on.
Right. Obviously, politics are involved because Jim Jordan is the assistant coach on that wrestling team. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of those things, too, where I think a lot of coaches would do it with steroids, is people go, well, how could this man do this? And it's like, look, first of all, wrestlers are not. A lot of these dudes come from poor backgrounds, so they're scared to lose their scholarship.
Sure.
B, there's some things that say he was given, and this is the late 80s, early 90s, that he was juicing these players up with steroids, so that's why some of the coaches were scared. Because
right.
they didn't say anything. Correct. And I mean, the only thing I could say, it's kind of like college sports, right? Like, look, Nick Saban could sit on national TV, in my opinion, to this day and go, we never paid a player. Because he knew damn well to keep it out of his office.
Yeah, he didn't.
So you see the head coach, Jim Jordan, kind of taking that approach, like, well, we never exactly knew. And it's like, well, you said some things, like, people knew.
Right.
It's just, honestly, it's just heartbreaking. And then, as I said in the office, people were like, oh, no, like this and that. It's like, why would they make it up?
Right.
And people are like, you're just doing it for money. And the one guy goes, well, yeah, that's how our society works in a capitalist society. For them to feel pain, they got to pay something out.
Right. That's it.
Correct. So it's like, yeah, the money is a big issue.
What does it hit them in the pocket?
Right. It's like when you argue a salary with somebody, goes, oh, is it all about money? Yeah. That's how you show people
right.
that you respect what they're doing. And same for this. You know, Michigan State and Penn State have paid out millions. Ohio State said, ah, statute limitations. So they're trying to get out from under it. So I think it's good. And you could see, and listen, it's a tough watch. But when you see these just, what you think, and they are alpha males, and they're breaking down and crying. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I again, tough watch. Highly recommend people do. Just so, like we said in the office, just so you know what's going on. All right. I broke this news yesterday. Cobra Kai guy. Now it's everywhere. He bit his co-star.
Here.
Down in Puyallup at the fairgrounds.
Oh, I didn't realize it was here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, does he?
Do they even show up on the set together now?
I mean, look. I think it's over. Because I think the final season's already been filmed. I mean, look. He kept saying I was joking around or whatever and kissed her arm afterwards. And then,
okay, well, that's
crazy. And the cops said, you know, and he went and apologized. So I guess that's good enough. She didn't press charges.
Yeah.
But
they filed a police report. Or did they not? Something happened where it was like they almost.
The cops got involved, but she decided not to press charges, even though even though a police report had been filed.
Okay.
So that's one of those things, too. I'm sure she could say, look, I don't want to press charges, but like make a report of it.
Yeah.
So, like, if he was in the state again and something came up, they could be like, well, he was biting people before.
Well, right. For someone like him, I think just going public is worse than whatever the cops would have done.
I mean, that's such a weird one.
Because the cops, they can hit you with whatever the charge would be, assault, battery, whatever it might be, right? And you can sweep that under the rug. You get on with your life. But you make it public every time we look at this guy now, whether you care or not. But every time you look at the guy, like, oh, Bitey McAnderson.
But when I look at him, I already think he's a weirdo.
Yeah. But this doesn't
help. But his character, not him as a person. Now as a person,
yeah,
I feel the same way that I do about his character. Like, geez, a whiz, man.
Right. Well, not to mention how awkward that for all the people that went down there and spent all that money, right? And then it's like you watch him like basically talk to the cops. And then the cops, for what I read yesterday, were like, well, she's not pressing charges, but like, you got to leave.
Yeah, they sorted him out. Yeah.
You can't stay. Like, you bit somebody. Right? So I'm just saying, like...
That's a weird phone call to make to your wife. Why'd they kick you out? Oh, I've been a girl I work with. What?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? This seems like one of those situations. He might come out in a couple days and be like, oh, I'm going to rehab or whatever. But it's just like, what were you thinking? It's also, it's like one of those things like, how many people you've been biting? Why did we think this was okay? You know, it's like I always talk about with Joe Namath, right? When he was drunk on Monday Night Football and looks at Susie Colbert and goes, I want to kiss you. She's like, thanks. He's like, I want to kiss you. It's because he was blacked out drunk, and he had used that line I bet thousands of times.
And it worked thousands of times.
You're right. When he was 25.
Yeah.
Who knows? He's Broadway. I'm just saying. I think this guy's out biting more people, but I don't know. This is just my opinion. That just seems very odd to see a coworker.
If that's not already your thing.
Well, the reports is like she passed by. He like grabs her arm or something. Like maybe they already don't like each other. Like you don't have to put on a show. Like I don't know. I think people at the con would have got it. But also,
there's a few people I don't like that we work with, but I can't imagine just biting them.
Yeah, say hi.
Be like, what the hell? Me.
Yeah. And then somebody really wanted a picture with that guy. I never got one. Jeff Ross, we all know him as kind of the Roastmaster General.
Yep.
This is kind of funny. Not funny that he got diagnosed with colon cancer and needs surgery. But he said, oncologist was like, Jeff, the good news, we get good news and bad news. The bad news is you're going to do 6 more months of chemo. The good news is you lost all your hair a long time ago. So it's just kind of funny that, like, the roast master, like, this serious doctor was like...
I got cancer jokes.
I feel like if there's a guy you could feel comfortable roasting if you know him, I feel like it's Jeff Ross. And, like, I don't know, credit that doctor.
How many people do you think you ran that through? All right, man, this will look up before I hit send. Yep. And it was probably like 50-50 in the office. Like, yeah, he'll get it. And the other 50% going... I don't know, man. It's a bad, but I think the difference is it's one thing to say you will continue chemo. I mean, they're already aware of this. It'd be different if you said you have cancer, right. But the good news, right? So
correct.
I think that's the entire difference in how you make this.
Well, he went through 4 or 5 jokes of it,
right? And he lost 7 inches of his colon, and says I now have a semicolon. Mm-hmm. Right, so again, I feel like because it's Jeff Ross, but that is kind of funny. And you go to a doctor that much for something that serious.
Sure.
Like, I would imagine at that point you have a pretty personal relationship with him. But either way, could have good. Roast him.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Parents of the Year hire 2 dancers to perform at their son's graduation.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out bad things happen when you try to hand-feed a lion. And yes, Caucasian. To Michigan, where rescuers pry a lid off of a black bear's head, a man tries to rescue a dog from a locked home, almost ends up dead, and someone leaves a girthy 12-inch long sausage in a nightclub. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Bristol, Connecticut, where authorities were called on reports of a burglary in process. They arrived on the scene, in progress. They arrived on the scene, a local park, to find a man stuck in the chimney of one of the bathrooms provided for patrons. They had to do some damage to the building to free the man, about $5,000 to $10,000 worth, to get him out of his precarious position, and ultimately arrested him on a couple of charges. But the reason he's in headlines tonight is why he was in the chimney. They recently installed timers on the bathroom doors designed to lock after the park closes down for the night, and the man had unfortunately left something inside by the time that the doors locked. His dog. Luckily, the dog was unharmed, but authorities said that the whole thing could have been avoided if he had just called him in the first place.
Just call, man. Right. Why would you? Nah, don't call anybody. I'm going to go down the chimney.
Right. I'm going to try to get it, squeeze my way in there, because it'll open from the inside if it's locked while you're in there.
Sure.
The dog just can't do it by itself.
No.
It'd
be great if the dog unlocked the door. Like,
they had to take a section of wall out. They had to dismantle the doggone chimney to get him out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, we have the keys. We know this. Oh. They have no idea how the dog got in there.
Maybe the dog did it on his own.
Right?
Locked the door. It's like, I'm sick of that dude.
Screw this guy.
He's like, you can tell he's an idiot.
This man would just jump into a doggone chimney to get me.
Right?
Idiot. In other news, over to Crimea, where a man should consider a different profession. He's known as the Lion Whisperer in the area and prides himself. Get it? Prides himself. On his ability to freely walk amongst the lions at the local safari park, and even has a show where he invites patrons to join him and mingle about the lions as well.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because they're not tethered either. They're just walking around like cats at a freaking shelter.
Yeah.
Get in here.
Yeah. But the park was the scene of tragedy recently when our Lion Whisperer was in the enclosure to feed his restless animals. One of the lions at the park saw our boy as something less than a handler and more like a toy as it attacked him and drug him around by the neck, leaving him with severe wounds to his head, neck, and lung.
Because the lion was right. Yeah. You're a handler as long as they think you are.
Correct.
They make a judgment call.
Yeah. As soon as I don't realize I don't
want you to be my handler, you're not.
Luckily, others jumped in to help free the man from the cat's jaws, and he was taken to the hospital. Which, side note, gutsy on their part. I love you guys a lot, but if I see you guys getting mauled by a doggone lion, right, yeah. I'm not jumping in there.
There's no chance.
Oh, no, somebody do something is what I'm doing.
It would have to be one of my children.
Right, and even then
I'm counting three Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, but also, the guy called himself a lion whisperer, although I suspect he probably screamed more than he whispered in that moment, but still, hey, man, that's the gig you chose. Yeah. I'm not saving you.
If you say you're a whisperer, you're messing with something that you shouldn't.
That's a fact.
That's what that means. Stupid.
He was taken to the hospital where he sits in critical condition, and it is worth noting that the lion that attacked him was one that he vouched for and spared after it attacked and killed his colleague.
Oh, jeez, man.
This is strike two for this lion.
I mean, that's even crazier. No, we got to keep him. He'll never do this again.
Nah, he's good. This is my boy.
right. Like, he's got to do it again.
Hey.
But I don't care. I'll be Team Lion. Keep him going.
Yeah. You know what? Let's see how many bodies he can stack up.
He's acting like a lion.
Right.
The humans are acting like fools.
Wes. To England, where they party hard and party weird. One of the nightclubs in the area was doing their routine cleanup to close down after a fun night on the weekend when they came upon something odd. It's not out of the realm of possibility for attendees of the club to bring something, to bring different things, to add a little bit more fun to the good times. They all bring their own stuff. I'm not talking about drugs or anything like that.
Right,
they bring just stuff, right? Nor is it unusual for things to get left behind, lost, and forgotten, such as the normal lipsticks, wallets, vapes, everything there. But the crew was left beyond puzzled after they found a 12-inch long sausage that someone had brought and left behind.
Did someone... Were they hungry?
I don't know.
Take it home later?
There was not near enough of that thing eaten for it to have been a club snack.
I love
snack.
The fact that they called it girthy.
Where was it? In England. It was just... Huh. It was like a salami. That's what they're talking about by sausage. It's just this big a roll. But
they're stunned by this. Right? All the crap there, they're like, where did the sausage come from? Why is it that?
I mean, if it's like a log of salami, I don't know. Maybe you had just bought it
that
day.
Take a bite, dude.
And then, like, everybody's like, dude, we're going to the club. It's like, God damn it. I guess I'll just bring it with me.
They posted photos of the meat product on social media, hoping to find the owner, but only found evidence that people knew of its existence as it had appeared in several photos from people throughout the night. I think they brought it, and it just got lost in there among the people.
Yeah. It's like, dude, somebody dropped their sausage.
Who dropped their sausage? To Taiwan, where parents can't do anything nice for their kids, apparently. It's graduation season, and parents all over the world are making their kids' day special with all kinds of parties and celebrations. But one couple in Taiwan ended up attracting the police, as well as several others, when they turned up the heat a little bit and hired a pair of pole dancers to perform outside their son's secondary school. They told local media that
outside the school?
Yeah! It is right outside the doors! They told local media that they wanted to outdo anything any of the other parents would be considering, which they did. Unfortunately, police arrived on the scene and dispersed the performance, citing a disturbance of public order. The situation has become a point of contention in the community.
probably overall, how old was the kid? Like, you shouldn't be doing it for a kid anyhow.
Secondary school, yeah.
But then it's outside the school, so now everybody else's kids are subject to your parents'
right. Just made this a problem.
Yeah.
But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over in Michigan, local wildlife authority had to intervene to help an animal in need. They had been made aware of a bear in the area that managed to get its head stuck in the lid of a container, but were unable to track the animal to give it the help that it needed. Basically, every time they knew where the animal was, by the time they got there, he was long since gone. Recently, a resident of the surrounding area alerted authorities that it was on their property as it had been spotted on their camera, and they were able to arrive on the scene and help the bear out. They believe that someone had attempted to bait the bear to trap it, using a can filled with some sort of feed to attract it, but failed to maintain the code of keeping the hole small enough to where the bear wouldn't get its head stuck. I think you're supposed to like get its paw stuck or something like that, but he just went straight for it. Like they say, keep it within an inch diameter. This thing was five, so that bear just... stuck on it.
I can't get my head out.
I ate too much. I'm sorry.
They say that while the bear had some scarring and an abscess on its neck, it is otherwise okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
Bear trapping. Men's room sports. The Mariners put up a good showing in the first game against the Twins last night to emerge victorious with an 11-2 score. Keep that energy, boys. Game 2 of that series is currently underway over en route. You've also got WNBA basketball on as the Storm host the Indiana Fever over on CW later on tonight. The Fever
covered the town.
As far as your weather, mainly cloudy and 56 degrees tonight makes way for a cloudy 68 degree tomorrow. And that'll do it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.